All movies, TV shows, video games, and science fiction books copy the King James Bible. All their plots come from the Bible. They may twist them around a bit and mix them together and change the names of the characters, but they are all still unoriginal. And this is going to be a study on how Hollywood copies the Bible. This is a study to show you that there is nothing better than the King James Bible. The movies, TV shows, video games, and books discussed in this study is something a Christian should stay away from. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and the thing, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun." There is no new thing under the sun. They don't have an original thought. And the only thing original is what God said in His book. There is nothing new that God didn't know man was going to do. God sees everything through His foreknowledge, and there are so many prophecies that have been fulfilled in the Bible that one would have to be a fool to say that the Bible is a lie. The Bible does say, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." God knew that man would one day get extremely advanced in transportation. Daniel 12 and verse 4 says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." He even prophesies about cars in Nahum chapter 2 and verse 3. It says, "The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken." The Fast and Furious series is nothing but Hollywood copying the Bible. They don't have an original thought, and that is why they are on the 7th movie of the franchise. The Bible tells about a time where the chariots shall be with flaming torches, referring to automobiles, and that is in the day of his preparation. Have you ever heard the saying, "Jesus is coming back, and boy, is he mad"? When you have the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, and by him all things were created, and by him all things consist, and he is coming down to earth to kill all the God-haters. He will come at the speed of light with 10,000s of his saints, just like Enoch prophesied, and he is coming to pour out his wrath. So I guess you could say he will be fast and furious. And along with the verse in Nahum 2:3, which says, "The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation." So we know where they got the idea for those movies from. Or who put that thought in their mind was probably the devil, because he likes to copy the things of God. Revelation 1 and verse 10 says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet." The Apostle John in the book of Revelation was on the Isle of Patmos, and it says he was carried in the Spirit to a certain time in the future. And then in Revelation 21:10 it says, "And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." So we know that when it says that in the Spirit, it's talking about John is being took somewhere. John, way back when, was on the Isle of Patmos, but he time-traveled to the future and saw the rapture of the church, the time of Jacob's trouble, the Antichrist, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, and everything else in the book of Revelation, and this was all done without a flux capacitor. Back to the Future or any other time-travel movie, book, or TV show stole their plot right out of the King James Bible. Check out this story in Exodus 32:19. It says, "And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount." So Moses comes down off the mount, sees the golden calf they're worshiping, and sees they're dancing. They're having a dance. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he was the first person to break all the commandments at the same time when he dropped them on the ground. So you have the children of Israel worshiping a golden calf and dancing. Moses then has all the people on the Lord's side gathered together unto him, in verse 26, and then they slaughter the ones who are not on the Lord's side. And verse 28 says about 3,000 men get killed. So movies like Prom Night, where you have people getting slaughtered at a dance, doesn't seem too original anymore. It seems like most of the kids' movies are always about an animal that can talk like a person. Movies like Shrek, where you have a donkey that can talk. The story of Shrek really reminded me of Balaam. 2 Peter 2:15 says, "Which have forsaken the right way are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet." So the Shrek movies didn't even change the animal. Balaam's ass spoke to him in Numbers 22:28, and all these movies like Open Season, where you have bears befriending deers and animals that usually don't get along with other types of animals befriending each other, is nothing but a copycat of the animal behavior in the millennium. The Bible already touched on this a long time ago. Isaiah 11:6 says, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." So you can probably have whatever kind of pet you want in the millennium. I don't know what happens in the never-ending story movies, but the Word of God gives a never-ending story. The words of God will be here for eternity. Psalms 12:6 says, "The word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." And in the Word of God, he says this in Isaiah 9:7, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Once we get into eternity, there will be no end. So the Bible really contains a never-ending story. If you're born again, you're going to get a glorified body that's going to live forever, and your story is never going to end. The Transformers movies are just more counterfeits. You have all kinds of Transformers in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." No wonder one of the Transformers movies is called Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen. And Satan falls five times in the scriptures. The movie Star Wars talks about, "May the Force be with you." I don't know what they're referring to in the movies. I've never seen a Star Wars movie. Even before I was saved, I never seen it. But the Bible talks about the God of forces in connection with the Antichrist. In Daniel 11:38 it says, "But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and with silver and with precious stones and pleasant things." And then the Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds, about birds suddenly attacking people, was stolen from the book of Revelation. Revelation 18:2 says, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." See the end of the verse? "And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." What do you think the Alfred Hitchcock movie was about? It was about some mean birds attacking people. So I guess you could say they are angry birds, kind of like the game. Unclean birds in the Bible represent unclean spirits. Ecclesiastes 10:20 says, "Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter." So maybe you shouldn't say everything you're thinking, because an unclean spirit can go and tell the matter. And a lot of people think, because of the beginning of Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20, that says, curse not the king, no doubt in thy thought, that they may be able to even know some of your thoughts. And this same verse is where you get the saying, a little bird told me. The Bible has pretty much every common saying that people say today. And people don't even realize that when they're saying these things, that they're quoting the Bible. Jesus Christ is referred to as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah in Revelation 5:5. And when he comes back at the second advent, he will have on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Have you ever heard of the movie The Lion King? I guess we know where they got that idea from. Jesus describes the time of Jacob's trouble and says in Matthew 24:21, For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. There is going to be giant hell, an earthquake, and just about everything imaginable happening in the tribulation. And movies like The Day After Tomorrow and 2012 can't even come close to the worst time the world has ever seen. Revelation chapter 9 speaks of locusts coming out of a bottomless pit and tormenting men on the earth. The video game Gears of War is all about locusts coming up out of holes in the ground and killing people. Wonder where they got that idea, or wonder who put the idea in their head, because I doubt that these guys that made that game read the Bible. If you like prison movies, then you'll love the Bible. Joseph goes to prison for something that he didn't even do, and then Paul writes a bunch of epistles while in prison. Jailbreaks take place in the Bible. There are all kinds of movies and even a TV show called Prison Break. So there's nothing new under the sun. In Acts 12 and verse 7, Peter escapes from prison. And then if you like Jet Li, Jackie Chan, Donnie Yen, Tony Yaa, and all of these action guys who beat up like 50 guys at once, then you would love stories like Samson's story in the Bible. Only Samson killed a lot more at one time than all those guys did. I never heard of a movie where one dude killed 1,000 guys at one time, especially with the jawbone of an ass. Judges 15:16 says, And Samson said, With the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. Samson was like the Chuck Norris of those days, only a lot better, and he got put in the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. He killed more in his death than he did when he was alive. Judges 16:29 says, And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords, and upon the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. So any time the hero of a movie commits suicide at the end to kill the bad guys, it is copying the story of Samson. Another mighty man in the Bible is Adino the Eznite in 2 Samuel 23:8. It says, These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Techmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Eznite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. Hercules would be the copycat for Samson and this guy in 2 Samuel. Then all these action movies have a little guy beating up a big guy at some time in the movie, and even a lost person would know this is copying David and Goliath. Rocky versus Drago, for example, would just be a copy of the David versus Goliath story. I heard a preacher talk about how the I Know What You Did Last Summer movie reminds him a lot of how the devil is. The serial killer sends letters to four people in the movie that says, I know what you did last summer. In the Bible, the devil is called the accuser of the brethren in Revelation 12:10. He will always come to you and bring up past sins that you did. If you did something last year that you repented of and made peace about it, he will always come back and say something like, I know what you did last summer. then you are under false conviction because it wasn't the Holy Spirit convicting you, and then you ask for forgiveness again and get peace about it. Then he comes back the next year and says, I still know what you did last summer. So all these movies, even the horror movies, don't even have an original thought. All of these movies about witches and wizards are nothing new because there is nothing new under the sun. Harry Potter, Wizards of Waverly Place, Wizard of Oz, The Covenant, Hocus Pocus are all unoriginal, and stories about witches and wizards are found throughout the Bible. Only there were real witches and wizards, and they practiced things that are said to be abomination in Deuteronomy 18:10-12. The Wizard of Oz stole the Emerald City idea from the book of Revelation. Revelation 4:3 says, And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Revelation 21:19 says, And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald. What about the movie Drag Me to Hell, where people get dragged into hell alive? In the book of Numbers, a guy named Korah and some others fall down alive into the pit. Numbers 16:33 says, They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Also, in the millennial kingdom, there will be a literal hell on earth where people are cast alive into hell, and that is why Jesus said that will be cast bodily. Zombies are in the Bible. Only in the Bible, they are good guys. After Jesus' resurrection, many of the saints which slept arose and walked around. In Matthew 27:52, this is why you have movies like Dawn of the Dead, The Walking Dead, Night of the Living Dead, and Resident Evil. And many other movies make the ones who are rising from the dead the bad guys, because in the Bible, the ones that rise are the good guys. Then you have magicians like Chris Angel who try to copy the miracles of Jesus Christ walking on water and raising men from the dead. As I quoted in Deuteronomy, before, magic is wicked and God calls it an abomination. There is nothing new under the sun because in the book of Exodus you have two magicians, Jannes and Jambres, trying to copy the miracles of God that he did through Moses and Aaron. In 1 Samuel, a certain kind of music gets rid of evil spirits. 1 Samuel 16:23 says, And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. In the movie Mars Attacks, the aliens are defeated at the end by a certain kind of music, and it makes their brains explode. There are no such things as aliens from other planets. Real aliens don't come from outer space, they come from inner space. And in the tribulation, you will entertain them unawares because they transform themselves into angels of light. In 1 Samuel chapter 28, King Saul goes to the witch of Endor, who performs a seance to bring up a dead man. Numerous movies copy this, with some weird witch bringing up a dead person to communicate with. In the book of Genesis, Eve dies spiritually because she eats off of the tree. Adam loves her so much that he eats off the tree, even though he knows it will kill him too. He did this just because he loved Eve. So every story that has a man dying because he loves a woman is stolen from the Bible, like Romeo and Juliet and the Titanic. Then you have also in Genesis chapter 6 where women fall in love with something not human. The sons of God, who are fallen angels, took human wives and they had children. The same concept happens in movies like the Twilight series, Vampire Diaries, Warm Bodies, Beauty and the Beast, which is just bestiality repackaged for kids. Exodus 22:19 says, Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death, and if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall slay the beast. In Leviticus 20:15 it says. So, all of these movies where people have encounters with sea monsters or giant fish like Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, Open Water, and others, they don't come close to the story of Jonah, who was swallowed by a whale. In Jonah 1:17 it says, "Now the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." Then you also have the dragon that is in the sea, who God says he will slay in Isaiah 27:1. This great dragon, Leviathan, is described in Job 41:1. Isaiah 27:1 says, "In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan the piercing serpent, even Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea." So God is the real dragon slayer, and the rock band is nothing but posers. The satanic rock group Five Finger Death Punch doesn't know that their name is true to Bible numerology. Five is the number of death in the Bible. Satan falls five times. David gets five smooth stones when he goes to kill Goliath. Jesus had five wounds on him when they got through with him. And he tasted death for every man. 2 Samuel 2:23 talks about someone getting killed from a stab in the fifth rib. The list goes on. And this shows these rock groups can't even come up with an original name. Remember the movie Master of Disguise? That's already been done, because in 1 Kings 22:30 it says, "And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle. But put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle." The list can keep going on and on about how Hollywood copies the Bible. I did this study to prove that nothing comes close to the Bible, and nothing ever will come close to the Bible. We should redeem the time and do what 2 Timothy 2:15 says. Study to show thyself approved unto God. I wasted so many years in my unsaved life watching wicked movies like these that I should have never watched. The things you see in those movies stick with you, and there are things I saw on a TV screen that I wish I didn't remember. Christians shouldn't watch wicked movies. I hope this study has helped you realize the King James Bible tops all secular entertainment, and I hope this inspired you to open the book and read it. We are commanded to study it, read it, hear it, and mark it.